amendments. There was an election held in Oregon yesterday, and there were a number of rural counties in southwestern Oregon that had funding measures on the ballot to deal with things like public safety and issues around the very real situation that's being faced down in that part of the world with the loss of the Secure Rural Schools Fund and the impact that that's going to have on the county's ability to provide services. Law enforcement is one of the major sources of service that the counties provide, one of the major things that they fund in their budgets. All of those levies failed yesterday in rural Oregon, and they failed for a variety of reasons. But I think that one of the main reasons that they failed is that the people in that part of the state are not a wealthy bunch of folks, and they're, like everyone else, facing higher costs for health care, higher costs for fuel, higher costs for housing, and paying more taxes is simply not within their ability. I have people in my legislative district that, because of the Clean Water Act provisions, are paying $100 a month to cover just their sewer and water bills. So it doesn't come as a surprise to me that these levies failed. But what's going to happen is that public safety is going to be a casualty in rural Oregon. And we have an opportunity here to fully fund 24/7 patrol for state police, and that's going to have a very, very positive impact on public safety in the rural areas of the state. And I very strongly urge the members of this committee to give serious consideration to this proposal that Representative Hanna has laid on the table. And I do fully respect, Mr. Co-Chair, that this is not a usual move for the Ways and Means Subcommittee, but I think that this is also not a usual situation, that because of the revenue forecast that we very happily received yesterday, we have an opportunity here to do something for rural Oregon that is going to make a profound difference.
Thank you for your comments. Further discussion? Senator Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. While I empathize a great deal with this motion and the funding contained in the Dash 2 amendments, I think at this juncture it's a little premature to be appropriating that money in this budget in this fashion. The budget we have before us is a very good budget. Very good budget. I want to thank my chair, Representative Shields, and Doug Wilson for putting this budget together in the fashion, along with the committee's input. I think we've all done a very good job getting this budget to this point. Is it everything that the department wanted or asked for? Obviously not. But neither do most agencies or budgets are for most. Do they get everything they ask for or want in this budget climate? I don't say that as a reflection on the department. I don't say that as a reflection on this body. What this budget does do is continue to increase the trooper strength by over 40% from the low point of 304 troops that they were enduring in 06. Colleagues, I would submit to you that based on where this state has been and as we are slowly crawling our way out of this deep recession and still feeling the effects, that is a significant improvement and reflects a very sincere commitment of not only the subcommittee, but this body, and not just honoring the department, but in providing public safety on our streets and highways.
Thank you, sir. Senator Brodley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. I will be supporting the motion, and I thank Representative Hanna for bringing it forward. I'm reflecting on my time serving as chair of the Ways and Means Public Safety Committee last session, but also I'm reflecting on my time of service in this body, some 16 years. And hearing over the years about the loss of state police staffing and what that means, not just in terms of 24/7 coverage, but what it means in terms of the risk that these officers take in doing their job on behalf of all of us. And I think what the officers are asking us to do, what they want, is to be safe on the job. And so a part of what we're talking about here is not just 24/7 coverage, but it's also adequate backup. So when that officer, when he or she has to call for backup, they know that there's somebody out there who's going to be coming to cover them. That's one of the issues here, and I don't want us to lose sight of that. And I will be supporting the motion.
Thank you, Sandra. Senator Bates. We might lose House members, so we might want to get to a vote here soon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple of points and a question to Kerry real quickly. It wasn't very long ago we were laying off officers and other states were gobbling them up. This is a robust change for them, a big step forward, but I don't want to be back here in a couple of years and finally find out that we've gone too far and start laying off officers again if we can't take care of the overall cost of this. I think this is a good budget, adequate amount, and get the job done for what we need right now. The question I have, though, is I went through the committee report, and the first initial evaluation was these officers are going to go on the I-5 corridor. I use the I-5 corridor. I'm also in rural Oregon. And Representative Morgan is absolutely correct. For lots of reasons, our levies failed across the state yesterday or the day, at the final counts of the day. The importance of having these officers in rural parts of Oregon in a way in which they're properly backed up, not one officer out there at 3 o'clock in the morning by himself, but real backup for themselves and taking care of our areas in the rural part of the state is very important to us now more than ever. We all go there. This isn't just something for the people who live there. We all go there on our vacations. We travel the coast. We go in eastern Oregon. And some of those areas are going to be really bare now. The ONC timber is gone. It's not likely to come back in the near future unless something changes dramatically at the congressional level. And I'm concerned the emphasis not just be in the I-5 corridor. So can you give me some reassurance that this increase in troopers is going to be spread across the state in a way that makes rural Oregonians and those visiting those areas has some greater degree of safety?
Excellent question.
Senator Westland.
Initially, the agency prioritized the placement of, at the time, a contemplated 139 new troopers on the major highway corridors, I-5, 84, and 97. You know, but through the committee process and expressing functionally some of the same sentiments that you did, and then with the realization as we all went along, agency and committee together, I think there is going to be a reprioritization. And we were asked as a committee if we wanted to do that prioritization, really, and we felt it was best for the officers and those dedicated professionals that are much closer to the situation than we, for them to, you know, do the placement of those officers. And I have every confidence in the department and the agency to do the proper placement. They are very aware of the crime need in rural areas, you know, along the coast, and in particular eastern Oregon, southern Oregon. So I have every confidence in the department, and that is something that was discussed in committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, for letting me get that on the record.
Very good.
Thank you.
Senator Sanders, please.
Just to
talk at great length.
We only have a lot of time.
I don't talk that long. You know that. You know, I too support Reverend Hanna's amendment. And I went in part of the discussion in committee. We went back to 1981. And if you go back to 81, we had at that time in Oregon over 600 troopers. We've had population increase. We've had a change in our criminal climate in this state, particularly the methamphetamine climate that
that makes its way from our southern borders to our northern borders, and is not just through I-5, but it's found its way over on 97, Interstate 84, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's also on 101. And with that, if we look at where we were in 01, before we went into an economic downturn, I believe we were at somewhere about 460, and we took a real bad nosedive. I think I agree with Senator Gordley that, you know, we have a cadre of individuals who are protecting us. And yet, I think the message that we send them is that it's okay for you to protect us, but not for us to have enough to protect you as well. And my work with the issue on methamphetamine just convinces me that we really do need to have 24/7 out there on our highways and our byways and in our rural communities. You know, the meth issue is not in so much metropolitan Portland, but it is in our rural communities. And so, you know, when we passed out the budget, we passed it out before the revenue forecast. And since that time, we have had the increase in funding. And so I would just ask for your support to increase the troopers to 24/7 and that $4.1 million.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Devon.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Okay. If you wanted some time, Phil.
Yes, please.
I got a book to read to you. It's a very good book.
Yes,
but
sir.
Anyway, on a serious note, as many of you know, I served two sessions and numerous special sessions on committees relative to funding and public safety. I've supported no fewer than three forms of dedicated funding for the Oregon State Police. Actually, every one of those that I've supported has failed, just as every approach has failed in this body. I think here today, when we took the earlier motion, the motion before the motion from Representative Hanna, we gave a clear indication of the full Ways and Means Committee's intent to look very carefully at this issue, and in all likelihood, I anticipate that we will probably fund this item. I think there's a way to do things on full Ways and Means and a way not to do them. I'm not going to preclude any member from taking any action they think appropriate. But I think to ask LFO staff to look at this issue in a little bit more detail, bring us back a recommendation when we do the bill that was indicated and we act upon it then, I think is the best way to do this. But regardless of whether this amendment passes today or it's done that way, that is not the real test for the commitment to our funding for the state police. The real test is consistency. The real test is what happens over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 bienniums. Because if you don't have a dedicated source, or at least if you don't have a dedicated source that's going to fund a major portion of this, this is how we deal with this budget each session. So I think we've got some people will make a lot out of a single vote today or out of the vote that will probably occur only a couple of weeks from now. But that is not the real test in terms of whether or not we're going to adequately fund the Oregon State Police. The real test is what we do over the next several bienniums, whether we do that with a dedicated source or whether we consistently make it a priority in terms of our budget deliberations.
You sure that's all you have to say?
Yeah, but I have a good short story here, if you like, Co-Chair. I could read. I actually carry around the original Co-Chair's recommended budget, if you'd like.
You care to start turning into this big black guy with a sword thingy and
yes.
Food. You've got to be very careful if you carry it too long.
Big black guy?
Metaphor to size.
He's talking about Darth Vader.
Sorry. Hang on, let's be careful here.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, Darth Vader also reported to someone.
That's right. Even more evil. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I have something to say on maybe an unrelated topic to trooper strength, but certainly related to this budget, and it is something that has come before this body before, and I just want the committee, or at least those of us that are here, those in the audience and certainly watching over the in TV land, that there was some controversy over the fire insurance premium tax in earlier days, and I'm just A, he would represent personal opinion that the fire insurance premiums tax, you know, has no business being utilized to pay for fires, and it's a separate category of funding, and that there is no fire insurance premium tax being utilized in this budget other than for the policy option packages that the fire marshals put forward and were approved by LFO and the committee. So,
very good.
As an aside, I'm doing as good a job as I can to represent A, the wishes of the committee, and B, full time. And how am I doing?
Did you say it? Look good politically. That's good.
You're covering all bases. You're doing good.
You said
to get up and hit straight the bat, you might as well, you know, go for the fences.
Thank you. Anything else I want to talk about? We'll take a little recess here. Let members relax. Comments for us to vote on. One is that it's the co-chair's wish not to amend the bill in full committee. Two, we've already got a motion from Representative Edwards that we voted on. Three, I think the co-chairs have been very helpful to the counties. It's a shame that counties have been unable to help themselves a little bit. I assume, based on the conversation, that the coverage can be rearranged with the current budget to make sure it's 24/7 in areas that need it most. I'm looking forward to increased performance in the budget. Appreciate the note from Oregon State Police about the acknowledgement of 100 troopers is pretty decent budget. And the co-chairs would like to back the subcommittee. Quite frankly, it's done a lot of hard work on this. With that, we'll have a roll call vote on the Dash 2 amendments introduced by Representative Hanna.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Gray?
Aye.
Representative Glazio?
No.
Representative Schultz?
Nope.
Vice Chair Nathanson?
No.
That's a good point.
Co-Chair Nolan?
No.
Senator Westlund?
Nope.
Senator Gordley?
Aye.
Senator Winters?
Aye.
Senator Johnson?
No.
Senator Bates?
No.
Senator Devlin?
No.
Senator Morse?
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Senator Berger?
No.
Senator Whitzer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Carter?
No.
Co-Chair Schrader?
No.
The motion fails.
Okay. Very good. Lively discussion. We'll recess for a few minutes and allow our House members to do their duty and get back to the motion as originally presented by Senator Wilson.